Look, I suppose since Dara took on the last couple of years, was definitely to get ourselves back up to a final. Anyways, last year that was the aim as well, but things just didn't work out, going out in the quarterfinals. But definitely, if we put our shoulder to the wheel this year, we all grouped together, and the aim was to be in a final next Sunday. So, yeah, things are looking good.
If last year taught you anything, it was that since the kind of senior and intermediate has been condensed, it's got far more competitive. There's a lot of teams that can potentially win an intermediate championship. Definitely starting out this year, there was four or five you could have picked out.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Look, at the start of the season, we look at, you look at everybody, you know, first and foremost, but definitely there's four or five that would be senior, definitely senior teams in my eyes, and yes. So you wouldn't be taking any of them for granted, even early on in the championship, playing St. Pat's, Castle Connor. Every game to us was a semi-final or final, you know. So, no, it was going to be a tough intermediate level, and standard has got very high in my eyes, you know, compared to, I'm around a long time now and I've played in it before, so it's a big, big step up, and it's tough for any team that goes down or tough for any team that's there to get up. So any day you get to a final now, you want to make it your most or make it the best and get up if you can.
Certainly you'd consider yourselves a senior team as well, no doubt. I'm sure there was a lot of disappointment when you made the drop down, and you know, the feeling definitely amongst some of the older players was to get back up, I'm sure.
Yeah, look, we got promoted, we won the intermediate final in 2000. We kept things going really well there till, you know, we had a really good period around 2009, 2010, 2011. And then I suppose, like most clubs, things start to change. Players retire for different reasons. Age and family and stuff comes into it. So I suppose a lot of my age group would have kind of left around the same time. So big change, and we went down. And unfortunately, we had a really rough two or three years. But thankfully, you know, with the right people involved now, management, plus new breed coming up as well, and players, we found a good balance. And yeah, I think we're as good as we'll get, you know, these days, what's around. So now's hopefully our chance to get up.
Because you did lose a lot of players, you know, a lot of big players as well, through whatever emigration or, I suppose, moving away. You know, over those couple of years since you made the drop down, I guess, it was hard to replace some of them players.
Yeah, like Carrow itself, in my eyes, Carrow, the heart of it is would have been nearly all my age group, which would be in mid-30s, late-30s now. So if you look down in Carrow, it's all family. Our parents live in there now, so we're kind of looking more towards town, to the estates, to Parish Road area, and getting the youth back involved and getting the underage structure going again. And Fergal Kelly and his committee have started, you know, doing Trojan work there. They're getting the young kids out, and the grassroots academy has really kicked off. So that's where we're looking again, because what's in Carrow itself, probably like a lot of rural clubs, you know, a lot of the older lads have gone, so it's just unfortunately it's their families living there. So yeah, it's back to grassroots and getting things up and going again. So yeah, it's starting to show yeah, signs of a good future ahead.
Yeah, and it took a wee bit of kind of fresh, I suppose, thinking from the likes of Darren Fergal, you mentioned, who aren't long out of playing this, but I'm still playing actually, probably. And you know, the likes of Michael Mack going in there, and Ian Rosler's in there helping out as well. You know, they're players that you would have soldiered with, you know, a lot of time, and they're kind of making a step up to keep the thing on the road.
Yeah, well, look, I play with all these boys, and it's, I've never enjoyed going in the gate as much lately because of them lads that are around now. Like, we missed them for 2-3 years, Dara, Fergal, they probably weren't involved as much anymore, and it was probably down to likes of myself, Charlie, likes of Philip Green, and a few of the lads who aren't around anymore, to keep things kind of going, Shane Stenson, David Rooney. But you still need us, but every club does need the older lads that do probably go up but come back again, you know, to kind of boost things up and give us, I suppose, a fresh look again and fresh ideas. Because and most of our managers through the years would have been parents or you know, father of a player or something, and they've done so much for us. But sometimes we probably need just a kind of a younger, fresher kind of a look to how championship is these days, or how leagues are run, and I suppose to know the inside of other clubs and players. So definitely Dara, Fergal, Michael Mack especially, Jerry Quinn and Reyes, they've done their homework, they know who's around and what's around and how the championship works. So we just feed off them. It's brilliant. Like, and I, as I said, I've never enjoyed as much going in the gate at Coolbeg and Carrow as these last couple of years with the lads. So hopefully next weekend that if we can do the business, that them lads will be around for a long time yet to keep us going forward.
What about the championship for yourselves this year? You know, is it? I guess Enniscrone on the first day was a tricky enough one, and in fairness, they put it up to you for large spells, but that's what you expect in championship, and that's probably a good thing to get the ball rolling for championship.
Yeah, well, nothing's. Thank God, nothing's been. There's been no easy game. Like even playing St. Pat's, Castleconnor, we've had to battle our way through. You know. And we've been struggling as well with injuries, a lot of injuries along the way as well, so nothing's been free sailing at all, and it's probably a good thing, because the last thing you want to be doing is going into a game kind of feeling that you are the favourite, and you have the work done, and more than next Sunday we're totally underdogs in my eyes, and maybe Farnans think that way as well, but I think Farnans haven't got enough media coverage in the last while. I think they've earned their place, and by the results of last weekend against a really, really good Giva side, I really fear them now, to be honest with you, at this moment. So you know, it's a lot of work for us to do yet, and I'm sure they're probably saying the same about us, hopefully, but it's two really, really good teams in the final, and it'd be very hard to call. Wouldn't like to be left in that position.